There's a pretty exciting event tonight. If you like your football, it's happening in Geneva. It's the Servette versus Chelsea women's football event. And Elaine Molloy is here. She's a coach from the FC Versoire girls football under-12s team to talk about the significance of this event and also girls and women's football in the region. Elaine, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kat.
So talk to me a little bit about the significance of this evening's event, Servette versus Chelsea. What's happening?
So it's the third game, actually, of the Group A UEFA Women's Champions League matches. Servette have already played Juventus and Wolfsburg, and the Chelsea game is this evening. So it's great. I think Servette have given lots of free tickets to local schools for children to come along and watch, and all the local girls' football teams have also been given tickets. So hopefully there will be a big number of girls and families and people that are actually coming to watch some of the best highest level of women's football. It's a brilliant opportunity.
It is fantastic. You are going along yourself this evening, I believe. Who is going with you?
So I am taking my daughter and my son, but as the coach or the joint coach of the under-12s for Versoire football team, we've got a large number of our girls going as well as the under-15s and the under-17s and the under-19s. So it'll be the big coaching family from FC Versoire alongside lots of other fantastic coaches from across the region with their players too.
What can you tell us about girls and women's football in the region? Are there lots of opportunities?
There are. It's slowly but surely growing and increasing momentum. Girls football and women's football, I think, has been around for some time, but now across the Canton of Geneva, over 34 local teams have got a women or girls football presence. So if anyone is interested in women or girls football, I'd really encourage them to check out their local club and see what teams are available and what opportunities there are. Actually, UEFA also have launched a Playmakers programme for 5 to 8 year old girls, and that was started this September. So some of the clubs in the region are also hosting that to try to get girls at a much earlier age involved and exposed and playing football and having lots of fun.
What would you say is the real difference these days in how the structure and the setup of women's and girls football is to the men's and boys football? What's still the real difference?
Visibility. So, you know, we see men's football on the telly all the time. We see it on the front pages and the back pages of the newspapers. We don't see enough visibility of women and girls in sport, full stop, but specifically in girls' football. And actually, specifically from a Swiss perspective and from an English perspective, our women's and girls' teams are really, really strong nationally and internationally. And the more visibility we could give to them will then breed success at the grassroots level, which is where it's so important for us to share a love and to develop opportunities for more girls to get involved in sport and specifically football.
I'd like to know why you specifically love it as a game, actually. What is it about football that attracted you?
Do you know, it's actually developed organically. I used to play women's rugby. That was my sport. And I got a bit too old playing rugby. I kept hurting myself. So I started playing football instead. And then I had children who, and I have a husband who loves football as well. So by default, my children now like football. And I'm really passionate about girls in sport specifically and giving more opportunities for girls in sport. So it seemed like a natural next step to become a coach. I trained in the UK under the FA's Coaches Grassroots Programme to get my level one. And then we relocated over here, and it was a great opportunity to get involved locally within the local community, to help me to develop French, to meet other girls from across the area. And now we love the fact that our team is actually a mixture of English speakers and French speakers. And I now have the French speaking children correcting me with my French, and they're helping to learn their English as well. So it's lots of fun. In addition to us playing football and enjoying football, we have a great team and a great team atmosphere.
What a win-win situation. It's like you're getting little French lessons.
Exactly. It's the best way to learn.
Do you want to give your team a bit of a plug? You coach the under-12, so if people are listening that are interested in learning football, where do they go? What do they look up online?
So look up FC Versoix. We are a club, obviously, based in Versoix on the other side of Geneva, right on the edge of Geneva Canton. We are a great club. We're a big club. We've got lots and lots of teams that cater to every need. The FF12s is the entry level for girls football. So we have girls playing with us from age 8 up to 12. It's quite a big age gap, but we manage the training sessions in a way that enables everybody to have fun and to develop at their own level. The under 15s is the next level up from the under 12s, and that's a great opportunity for girls to carry on developing their level of football before they then progress for the under 17s and under 19s. So FC Versoix, a great local club, great community spirit, and a great place to come and learn about football.
Elaine Malloy from the FC Versoix, a coach for the under 12s. Thank you so much for joining us and talking to us. I wish that you have a wonderful game tonight. Enjoy the game now that you get to sit down and actually watch it. It'll be quite lovely. That's Servette versus Chelsea. Let us know what happens. We'd love to hear a report from you tomorrow if you fancy it.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Thanks lovely. So much, Kat.
Cheers, Elaine. Home.